Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. I'm seriously so glad you're here for some more Disney talk to kick off your weekend a little bit early. Pam and Ricky are joining me today, and we're talking about the best dining options that are open right now at the Walt Disney World Resort hotels outside of the theme parks. So don't listen to this show hungry, or you'll definitely be starving by the end of today's podcast. Don't forget, today's show is brought to you by the best travel agency out there. That's the Magic for Less Travel. They are a platinum earmarked agency, and that means you're going to get great service on each and every trip, the best price out there, and their services are absolutely free to you. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link anytime you shop online, especially during Prime Days next week. Just click through brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, a huge thank you to our patrons. You are making all of this podcasting possible, and I can't thank you enough for that. If you'd like to support the show over on Patreon and get some extra content in your week, just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1778 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. And also, tomorrow, a big happy birthday to my dad. That's right. He helped us get this thing all rolling back in 2008. He hooked up all the wires, and every time I go live from any location, I'm always on the phone with my dad saying, oh, wait, how do I do this? How do I connect all this stuff? So shout out to Doty, and appreciate all he does. So happy birthday to my dad tomorrow. And I'm going to, right off the top of the show, I want to get people fired up with a hot take. Tomorrow, I'm calling it. Mizzou goes into Death Valley at LSU, and we beat LSU this year in Death Valley. I'm calling it right now. When it happens, you heard it here first. I'm just saying. M-I-Z, baby. I just had to do that to rile up all our LSU fans, because there's nothing like a riled up LSU fan, because they come at you hard. So I'm just asking for a little fun this weekend on the social media. All right, joining me today from themouseforless.com, where you need to go to check out all the great information. We get the news from this site every Sunday night during our live shows. We lead off with everything happening right from the Mouse for Less. We have Ricky. Ricky, what's going on this weekend? Senior pictures or pumpkin patches? What are you doing?
Walt Disney World, baby. Oh, that's what's going on this weekend. Yes. If you are not following along with either me personally or the Beer Guest podcast or the Mouse for Less on any of our social sites, hint, you should follow all three of them, just saying, then you are missing out on the great Walt Disney World content that's coming right at you starting today, actually, Friday. So I will be there all weekend, and the dog will not be with me, so that's good.
The dog's excited.
Yes, she is. She's sad that she's not going to be there with me this time. But, yeah, we're going to have a good time and follow along, so that's it.
Can't wait to watch. All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Pam, this is like prime fall season. I bet it's beautiful out in Pennsylvania. What is the best thing to do this time of year out your way?
So we have so many sort of fall festivals here because it's that part of the country. And we're sort of, you know, I always say I'm from Pittsburgh. I'm actually about 45 minutes north of Pittsburgh. So we're sort of in a rural area, so to speak. So there's hay rides and apple picking and stuff like that. Probably not hay rides this year, but let's say apple picking, fruit picking, things like that. And we absolutely are going to have trick or treat in our neighborhood, at least, and in our little township. So I'm glad that we're doing something, you know, a little normal. I feel like there's a way to sort of social distance with that and give the kids some candy. So looking forward to that. And I have to say, you know, as much as I don't like the cold, I do like the chilly evenings. We've been sitting by our fire pit a lot more lately. We spend a lot of evenings doing that. And it just feels good to pull out like a sweatshirt and get in jeans again and do all that. So I do like that about fall for sure.
Yeah, I do like, you know, throwing a hoodie and, you know, if it's warm in the afternoon, you can still wear your shorts. Yeah, this time of year is pretty awesome. And I love the fall. We're actually going
beautiful this year.
I agree. In the Midwest, it's been great. And we're going to actually go to the pumpkin patch on Sunday with my nephew, which is always, you know, always fun. I could do a pumpkin patch for about 2 or 3 hours, and then I'm like, okay, I'm done. Like, okay, fall quota, check. Okay, let's.
I've done it. We're good.
Yeah, exactly. Check. I mean, but it is fun. It's cool to get out there and, you know, get it around and have fun. All right, well, hey, we're talking dining. We're continuing the show from last Friday. Last Friday, we addressed the best places to dine at Walt Disney World right now, because some places are open, some places are not at this point. This could change at any moment. But you can go over to themagicforless.com, click on the blog in the upper right-hand corner. There's an article there that is always, it's actually a list that's always updated continuously as these things change. And that's where we're getting our information today. But we're going to give all of your options to dine at Walt Disney World at the resorts right now. And we're going to give our best bets, so our favorite places to dine. So we're going to go from the value category to the moderates, to the deluxe villas. And of course, you're not going to have a ton of options in the value category, but we'll do it anyway. So we have one value resort open at the time of recording, which is October 5th, 2020. And you have the, well, you got two. So we're going to head over to Disney's Pop Century Resort, the only resort that's open. You can eat at the Everything Pop Dining Food Court, mobile order, quick service, or you can go have a liquid diet over at the Petals Pool Bar. So what are your best options for dining at the values, fam?
Fam's going liquid diet, baby.
Yes, right? I mean, because why not? You know, I think that there's Everything Pop actually is a fairly good food court. In terms of food court options, I think that the values sometimes have a great option. And Pop Century and Art of Animation are two of our favorite food courts, I think, in terms of that. So probably going to go ahead and hit that. What I love about the Everything Pop food court is that on certain days, they'll have like a blue plate special sort of thing. Like, and that can be a very, you know, a great option. Sometimes it's like meatloaf or fried chicken, or you're looking for home style cooking here. But the great thing about the Everything Pop food court is that it also has other different choices that are going to be, you're going to be able to find something there, whether you're a vegetarian, if you have dietary needs, if you're just looking for something light, if you're looking for something more substantial, you're going to be able to find it there. So it's a solid food court.
It is. And the way it works right now is you will obviously mobile order what you would like. And then what they do is the only place you can go in is through the store, through that, you know, big, beautiful sign there that says Everything Pop. And you'll have to show your phone to show that your order is actually ready. And they'll let you go into the food court to get your bag. And then what happens is once you go through, you walk right to the where you would walk up to the stations to order your various food items. And they have tables set up. In a big brown bag has everything you ordered. So you grab that and you just walk out and you go get a table and you're set. So it is it's a lot different right now, but it's still good food. I love Everything Pop's food. Also, just a side tip, if you want to go into the store, it looks like you kind of have to wait. But if you just go up to the cast member that's manning the the station to let people into the food court area, once the orders are ready, if you tell them you would just like to shop, as long as the store is not at capacity, you can get in. So that's that. And Petals Pool Bar, it is what it is. It's a pool bar at a value resort. I mean, it's fun. It's got, you can watch sports there, have a drink, but nothing special.
That's about it.
All right, let's go to the moderates. Disney's Caribbean Beach. We have two options. Centertown Market, which is the food court area at Caribbean Beach. Pretty good, too, for a lot of options there. And also the Banana Cabana. So, Ricky, what would you say about these two options for folks that are staying at Caribbean Beach? I'm staying at Caribbean Beach. I'm excited in December. I'll be, you too,
I'm
right?
I'm staying there in November. Yeah. So in
November, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, awesome. It's going to be awesome. Centertown Market is kind of like the catch-all. You know, it's where you're going to go to get pretty much everything. You know, it's kind of the food court, basically. They do, I think, it a little differently there. I think they do... Well, at least before, let's put it this way. I obviously don't know now, but they used to give you, like, you'd go and you'd order, and then they give you a little pager, and then they, yeah. I think they used to bring your food out to you, which is kind of nice, but I don't obviously think they do that anymore. And then Banana Cabana, I've actually, last Christmas, I spent, like, a really good long time at Banana Cabana. It's their, basically, their bar area. Mm-hmm. It's next to the pool, so I wouldn't call it a pool bar, but it's, like, it's its own separate area. You know, I think it's really good. They don't have a lot on, like, food-wise on the menu. They have a few things, but it's mostly drinks. But at least they do have a few options for you if you're looking to dine. We got, I think, chili or something, that or nachos or something. I know it had chili on it, so it was actually pretty good. So yeah, I think I'd go Centertown Market though if I'm looking for like an actual meal.
Either one of those options would be good for the festival that we proposed on Wednesday. Yes. But you got to go back and listen to Wednesday's show to get that joke. That's the price you got to pay. All right, what about Pam? I know that you spend some time at Banana Cabana. You know,
I really like Banana Cabana.
And if Hannah goes there, it's really cool. It's Hannah's Cabana Banana. Whatever.
Anna Banana. No, they do. So the great thing about Banana Cabana is it's really kind of like a lounge. Yes. They have appetizers. They have entrees. The appetizers are like jerk chicken wings and chili con queso and things like that.
Yes.
Right. Yes. But the entrees are really good, too. We've had some good stuff there. They have a Cuban sandwich, which is good. Mike, the Cuban sandwich.
I had that.
The one you've been looking for. You know,
and I had that last time I was there with Scott. Actually, we weren't staying there. We just went over to shop, I think. We just wanted to walk around and check it out. When was this? This must have been... Well, I don't even know what month it is right now. What month? So it's October. This would have been... This was over Princess, I think. Yeah. And we went over there, had a Cuban. It was good. Cuban and fries. It was a beautiful day. Sat out because they have great outside dining there.
Yeah. It's a great space. It really is. But they have a jerk chicken sandwich and a salad. And they also have, I think, like a shrimp salad. So they have a lot of good things to choose from. They even have kids' meals there. And they also have both alcoholic and non-alcoholic specialty drinks. And I like this place. It's a place that I go to even when everything is open. We just sort of go there and hang out. It has a nice view. And that area of Caribbean Beach, if you haven't spent any time there, since they redid the lobby, it's beautiful. It really, truly is. So check it out next time you're there.
Good shopping, too. I like that store. That's a neat store.
Yeah, agreed.
Actually, Pop Century, too. Pop Century is one of the best stores.
Oh, Pop Century store is amazing. Store. Yeah. I don't know why, but it just is.
It's got such a cool vibe.
It does.
I love Pop Century store.
And it has an awesome smell. I'm just saying. Yeah.
It smells like Pop Century.
It does smell like Pop Century. I mean, you've never noticed the smell?
It does have a smell. I don't know if it's a great smell. It's a definitely, it's a distinct smell.
It makes me feel like
I don't think it's like, I don't think it does make me feel like home too. I totally understand what you're saying. I don't know if it's like, I guess I'd want it in a candle. I don't know. Like Pop Century. I don't know.
Yeah. I would totally burn that candle in my house.
All right. So Coronado Springs right now is not open. That's why we're not talking about Coronado Springs, but that will be coming back soon.
We do. And I can't wait to see the dining that's going to be open there. We just don't know what it will be yet.
Do you think, I was thinking about this the other day. Do you think the Disney will denote the room that LeBron James stayed in during the bubble? And think about it. Like if you're an NBA fan, you could be staying in LeBron's room.
You could. You could. Yeah.
I think that was probably part of the contract. That no. They would not be.
I was just thinking about that. Like, you know, like somebody is going to be staying in the same room as like these, you know, fancy NBA players.
True.
Right?
It's true.
All right, let's go over to this new hotel that is on Seven Seas Lagoon. It's called Disney's Contemporary Resort. Ricky was struggling with this one earlier. Trying to find
Ricky hadn't heard of that earlier.
No, apparently not.
Kind of worried me. Okay,
she just didn't know it was there.
Nope.
Let's talk quick service first and lounges. So we got the Contempo Cafe. We have the Cove Bar. And we have the Wave Lounge. And then we have lots of table service at this hotel as well. Of course, you got California Grill Signature Dining. You got Chef Mickey's.
Which is returning. Well, no. Well, it is open now.
It's open now, but the characters are actually returning with some new dining options, modified characters, on December 16th. That was just breaking this week. Yes. So the characters are coming back. Some new dining options on December 16th. Mm-hmm. And you also have the Wave of American Flavors. Underrated sleeper hit. So talk to us about Ricky. Talk to us about dining at the Contemporary. What's some of your best bets?
The Wave. It is one of my favorite breakfasts out of all of Walt Disney World. I will go there for their pancakes. The sweet potato pancakes, and they're phenomenal. They're so good. But you know, Chef Mickey is maybe the new sleeper here because it's not going to be a buffet when it on the 16th of December, I guess I should say. They're going to have like this family style meal option that they're going to offer. And it looks amazing. I mean, it's got the Mickey's Celebration pancakes with, a gigantic Mickey waffle, or Mickey waffle. We're so used to saying Mickey waffles. A gigantic Mickey-shaped pancake. Like, it's a huge pancake with cinnamon sprinkles and pixie dust, which is basically, regular sprinkles. And then whipped cream. I mean, it looks awesome. And then you've got the loaded potato cheese casserole with smoked bacon, crumbles, and chives. And then you also have the Goofy's Banana Bread French Toast, which is flavors of banana bread baked in a zesty orange-scented French toast batter, which, by the way, I had a conversation earlier. Why are we putting this in orange-scented French toast batter? I don't understand. But, whatever. And then it's topped with espresso mascarpone cream and toasted bananas and chocolate crumbles. Yes.
Here's my question, though, about that. Why do they announce this like the first week of October and make us wait until December 16th to eat this? Like, they put out the prices and everything. Right? I know. It's brutal.
I would so like to be there, in the next coming weeks. Unfortunately, I have to wait until the 16th. But this sounds amazing. And then, of course, you've got California Grill, which is just, a Disney fan favorite. So, we wax poetic about California Grill all the time and how amazing it is. So
absolutely. So contemporary, real quick, some top thoughts for folks that are looking for resort dining outside of the parks. Maybe after a park closes, this is a good idea to go to one of these resorts. What do you think?
Yeah, for sure. I think Contempo Cafe has dramatically reduced their menu. It just seems to be, out of all the quick service locations, this seems to really have limited its menu. And it's sort of a shame because it has some good stuff. But that one used to be sort of a favorite, but I don't know that I would go there specifically for it now. Definitely, though, I think the Wave Lounge is a good option for those who don't have advanced dining, because you can order from the full menu typically in the lounge. They will do that. It depends on how busy they are, though, of course. Looking definitely at California Grill. We ate there a few times last time we were there and just had a great experience. The menu, really, you still have so many great choices from which to choose. And of course, you get that great view of the Magic Kingdom at night. So that's awesome.
All right, let's head across Seven Seas Lagoon over to the Polynesian Villas. Well, let's hold off because I'm going to do the villas later. Let's go over to the Yacht Club. I'm trying to keep this in some kind of an order, which is kind of all over the place. So going over to the Yacht Club, you have the Beach Club Marketplace. It has select offerings next to the Solarium. Ale and Compass. I know. And the Ale and Compass Lounge. You got the Market at Ale and Compass. You got Hurricane Hannah's Waterside Bar and Grill. Bar only, it says. Beaches and Cream and Martha's Vineyard Lounge. Pam, talk to us about this. What's your best bet at the Yacht Club right now?
So I love Ale and Compass. I have since it has opened. I think it was a great redo, and they have some really great options from which to choose in terms of food. One of my favorite things at dinner is the chicken. You get like half of a chicken and it served with broccolini and these great potatoes. So check that out if you're there. But they have lots of great things to choose from. I think that the counter service there is a little more challenging, just because, it's just not very big. Either location is not very big. Neither the Beach Club mm-hmm. place or the small version at Yacht either. So that's hard. I think another thing, though, is Martha's Vineyard. If you do check that out, look and see. They actually are having food offerings most of the time. So that's someplace like a lounge where you could go and eat. Captain's Grill, which is one of my favorite locations at the Yacht Club, is not open right now. So Martha's Vineyard is sort of stepping up and taking on that role.
All right, let's head. Well, Ricky, what about you for Yacht Club? You're a big Ale and Compass fan as well.
Again, I love their breakfast. They also have a phenomenal breakfast there with their chocolate waffles with, the espresso mascarpone, which is so good. So I love their breakfast. And I go there frequently just for their breakfast. I will make reservations, often just to have their breakfast. So
this was kind of a hidden secret, too, from back in the days when it was Captain's Grill. Before the change over to Ale and Compass, was this was a place that, again, this is so I think Progressive or somebody does commercials like back in the day, kind of like, you know, back when you could do things that were different, you know, not yes. too long ago. But the thing was, after a Run Disney race, we would tend to, like, a lot of races ended in the Epcot area or the Epcot parking lot. So we'd go over to Captain's Grill and have breakfast afterwards because it was easy to get in. People didn't think about it too much. So it is kind of a good place to have a breakfast, and then you're close to two parks.
Yep.
So good stuff. Okay, so let's go back to the walls down. I'm not talking about the, you know, the Germany, you know, East Germany, West Germany. I'm talking about the blue wall down the middle of the Grand Floridian. It is gone. Ronald Reagan said, Mr. Iger, tear down this wall. And it's gone. That is terrible. Okay, so Grand Floridian, here's your options for dining. Beaches Pool Bar and Grill. I didn't even know there was a name of it. The Courtyard Pool Bar. You have the Enchanted Rose, of course, the old Misner's Lounge. The Grand Floridian Cafe, Gasparilla's Island Grill, and back Narcoossee's. Talk to that. What's the options over there, Pam? Best picks.
So if you're looking for a good meal, I absolutely will recommend Narcoossee's. It's in a beautiful location. You can actually see from certain tables Cinderella's castle. At night, it looks spectacular, and it just sits out there over the water. So it's a great location. But I understand you're not always looking for a sit-down meal. And if not, you have some other good options there. I think Gasparilla Grill is a really solid quick-service location. They have some great choices. Make sure you check out their dessert counter because they have some really yummy things there, too. I really like that one. I think the Grand Floridian sort of lends itself to maybe being a little more upscale in terms of its food offerings, but everything is approachable. You're going to find something that you like and just go and enjoy the location.
The thing I'll say too about Gasparilla Grill is that it doesn't, you mentioned kind of upscale over at the Grand Floridian, but that one doesn't feel stuffy at all. Now, Grand Floridian Cafe is also very casual, but it's fancy looking. Like when you walk in, it's definitely got that feel.
Victorian.
Yeah, I mean, which is in Missouri, that's called fancy. I'm just saying. But like Gasparilla Grill, this seems like something you'd find on Main Street USA to me. To me, that's like my take. Like, I mean, it feels more blue collar in that place. What about you, Ricky? What do you think?
Yeah, the only thing is I have never really been that impressed with Gasparilla Grill's menu. It always feels very, I don't know, kind of like what Pam was talking about with Contempo Cafe. For some reason, Gasparilla Grill's menu, even before, you know, all this happened, felt very pared down to me. So it's not like a favorite of mine. I'll eat there, but it's, you know, it's only when, like, if I'm staying at the Grand Floridian or something like that, and, you know, need breakfast or something. I do like the Grand Floridian Cafe. I think that they have some really unique options on their menu. I had some shrimp and grits there one time last Christmas, before the Christmas party. And that was excellent. I thought it was really good. So I think, again, it's a sleeper hit, the Grand Floridian Cafe. A lot of people just don't think about it. And so I think it's a really decent option.
Alan in the live chat says, Grand Floridian Cafe was very nice last week. Avocado toast was amazing. There you go. And he's asking, does anybody know, do they sell the prime rib sliders at Ale & Compass? Has anybody been there lately?
The filet, they have filet sliders, filet mignon, yes. But I'm going to give you a different one to try because I actually like them a little better. The one at City Works are really, really good. So,
good to know.
All righty, let's head over to Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground. You don't have many options here because Trails End is not open right now. It stinks. One of my favorite places.
Yeah.
You know what? Trails End, here, hot take number two for your Friday. Trails End is not, I'd say 10 years ago, five years ago, like everybody talked about how cheap Trails End was. It's not that cheap anymore. Like if you buy like four buffets for your family, it's expensive. I mean, I don't think it's like markedly cheaper than going and dining, say, at Kona or something like that. It's not like I think we used to hype it up and maybe it used to be a lot cheaper, but I think it got more popular because of social media and they jacked the prices up. But it's still good. Don't get me wrong. I love the food. That's my food. So I'll still go. But it's not open, so don't get your hopes up right now. Hopefully it's open by the time the show comes out. Probably not.
A buffet.
It's true. So right now you got Crockett's Tavern, the snack bar, the Meadow Snack Bar, and P&J's Southern Takeout. Is that that's the window though for Trails End, right?
So it is. It is.
Okay, so go ahead, Pam. So what about
What do you even do when you're there? If I were there, I would do the takeout. I really would. And I'd take it back to my cabin and eat. I like to do that every now and then. There's even like usually when we're down there, there is one night where I'm like, just like, you know what? I'm tired. I just want to be in the room. I don't want to go anywhere else today or whatever. And we'll just order something into the room. And I think that's a good option. Like, let yourself do that on vacation. Enjoy it. So.
All right, we've got to pick it up because now we're going through all the DVC / deluxe villa resorts, and there's a lot of these, so we're going to talk about this. We're going to go, let's do these together. We're going to do Boulder Ridge and Copper Creek because obviously they share dining. So we have these options for dining, and this is one of the best spots you can land because A, it's a boat ride away from the Magic Kingdom.
Yes.
B, just it's beautiful. It's just a great place to be. So yeah, this is probably one of the places to put on your itinerary for going over to visit. So you have... Over at Boulder Ridge and Copper Creek, you got Geyser Point Bar and Grill, you got Roaring Fork, and you have Whispering Canyon Cafe. So that shares with Copper Creek and Boulder Ridge both. And the thing is, when I say those three, what I'm getting there is outdoor dining, fun drinks, great atmosphere at Geyser Point, good like appetizery, sandwich kind of things. Roaring Fork is a quality quick service location in Whispering Canyon, a solid sit-down meal that is socially distant right now. So really, Wilderness Lodge has it going on right now. So Pam, speak to that. What are your favorites there?
It is. You know, we talk about Geyser Point here all the time. We really like it. And I think that part of it is that we all enjoy dining outside, and it's an outside location. In addition to sort of the loungy sitting area, there also is Geyser Point, which is a counter service location. They don't offer seating right there in the lounge for that, but there is outdoor seating sort of over near the pool where you can go and eat that. And also when you're dining in the lounge, you can order things that are prepared at the quick service location that's on the menu as well. So it just is a good standout menu. And I like the drinks there, too. So for overall atmosphere and value and everything else, I got to go to Geyser Point for sure.
Yeah, I'm Geyser Point. What about you, Ricky? You going to go to Roaring Fork or Whispering Canyon, or do you go to Geyser Point, too?
I do love Geyser Point, not going to lie. It's a fantastic option. And y'all know my love affair with Roaring Fork. I mean, they have the Magic Cookie Bar, which I literally will just visit Whispering. Or I will literally visit the resort just for this treat. So, I mean, I've actually visited there just for it, but Whispering Canyon is where I'm going to go. It has the all you care to eat skillets. They are great whether you're having breakfast or you're having, dinner or lunch. How can you go wrong with just all you can eat skillet of food? I mean, it's just fantastic. So, again, I like when they bring you food. So, and they're like, here, enjoy a tray of food. And then it's like the charcuterie. Get ready to dig. Charcuterie of ideas. Here's a skillet of food. And, you know, I don't know.
That's my kind of charcuterie, by the way.
It's Mike Roman's kind of charcuterie. Yeah.
And it's more hearty. But, I mean, the thing is about Whispering Canyon, it's all about the environment. I mean, you're sitting there right off the main lobby of Wilderness Lodge, which is one of the most amazing locales at Walt Disney World.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, let's head over to Animal Kingdom Lodge. Of course, right now, Jumbo House is not open, but Kidani Village is. And we have basically... You got the lounge at Sanaa, you have Sanaa proper, you got the pool bar, and Kidani breakfast at Sanaa. So, it's Ricky, so did I miss this Sanaa serving breakfast, like sit down?
Yeah, well, nice. They've been serving breakfast for a while, actually.
How did I miss that?
I don't know that it's, sit down. Something tells me that it might be like counter service-y. Like, it's definitely takeaway, if I remember right. But they've had breakfast options there for a while. I mean, I'm talking like at least a year or two. So, yeah, it's been a while.
Missed that. Yeah. All right, Pam, what about that over there? I mean, Sanaa's your pick, right? And you got the lounge kind of adjacent, so you can do either.
Yeah, and that's what I'm going to do. It's kind of challenging, I think, at some of the locations to rely so much on the restaurants there. The one thing I will say is if you're staying there, you are staying at a villa. So hopefully you either ordered some food in or you're getting some food down at the marketplace. They have sort of expanded marketplaces at the locations where you're staying at a deluxe villa resort. They have like more food options, frozen food options, cheese and ham and eggs and all kinds of stuff like that. So, but Sanaa, yeah.
Let me ask you a question about that. Okay, so whenever I go to a gift shop at a DVC resort and I wander back to the grocery section, why does everything look better at Disney? Like, if I saw that at my Duerbergs or my Schnucks at home, I walk past it. It's no big deal. But, like, if I see Ennemann's Donuts, for example, at Walt Disney World, I'm like, dog, those things look so good. But I can get them at home, like, across the street.
What, I think I understand why. I get it. Because there's not so many choices that are bombarding you. Like, when you go to the grocery store, I mean, there's, you know, a ton of choices that, you know, just hit you and you're like, there's too much. But when you're at Walt Disney World, the choices are much more limited for their marketplace. So you actually really look at things and be like, you know, those Ennemann's donuts, those actually look really good today. So that's my take on that.
I'm always like, oh God, I need those. And I'm like,
I know. I don't eat them at home ever, but I need them right now. I'm on vacation. Yes.
I still remember the time that this was like back in the mid-2000s. Like it was our last day at Pop Century. We were on the dining plan. We didn't use our snacks. And those boxes of donuts counted as a snack. Like the big box that had like 10 donuts was a snack. Dude, we came home with so many donuts in that car. Remember, we were driving 15 hours, man. We were tearing those things up.
So much sugar high.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. It was such a good ride home. Miss K, Kathleen in the live chat from Vancouver says, send out breakfast more like counter service. Thanks for that.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought.
All right, of course, Beach Club will be the same options as Yacht Club. They share those. Mm-hmm. How about across the way over to the Boardwalk Villas? We have the Abracadabar, the Boardwalk Bakery, the Leaping Horse Libations, Pizza Window, and Trattoria Al Forno, which is not character dining, but you got the food. All right, Pam, talk to us about the options over at the Boardwalk.
You do. So you can still do Trattoria. They still offer that great breakfast. There's some really unique choices over there. So make sure you check out the menus over at the Miles for Less and look at those choices because they are, you know, there's something different. It's not your every place, you know, the same breakfast again and again. And I love that they have those lemon ricotta pancakes that are just like little fluffy bits of yumminess. So they're good. They have heartier breakfast choices too. And the Boardwalk Bakery is actually a really good location, too, for a counter service meal. They have lots of good things to choose from, but they also have really spectacular desserts. So I'm talking like a case of desserts, you know, and really good stuff. I like tiramisu and eclairs, and there's like a chocolate peanut butter cake usually. And of course, they're going to have some kind of specialty cupcake. So lots of good choices there, too. So two good locations there, I think.
All right, next, let's head over to, I almost said Olivia's. That's what I think of this resort. No, it's actually Old Key West.
That's its name, right? Olivia's, right?
That's where Olivia's lives.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. It is the Olivia's Resort in my heart. but it is called Disney's Old Key West Resort. And it's got Goods to Go, which is the little store where you can buy your DVC takeout stuff. You got the Gurgling Suitcase, which is the smallest little bar. And it's got the most awesome name.
Right?
It's what, like, dude, if there's four people there, it's full. I mean, no kidding. It's so
tiny. Must have used to have been a closet, I think.
I think so, but it's cool. I mean, it's got a great name. It's little, it's intimate. It's really sweet.
It has good memorabilia in it, too.
Yeah, absolutely. But then you got Olivia's Cafe. Of course, we've talked about Olivia's many times. It just has comfort food. Mm-hmm. Just really great servers that have worked there for years. And you have the option of eating on the patio if you're willing to wait, which is beautiful.
Yep.
So, not a lot to say there. Let's head over to the Polynesian Resort. You have the Barefoot Pool Bar, Captain Cook's, Kona Cafe, the Pineapple Lanai, and Tambu Lounge, newly reopened. Mm-hmm. Ricky, walk us through our options over at the Polynesian. What are your best bets?
It's all delicious. I mean, if you're going to want, you know, a fancy drink, you definitely want to go to the Tambu Lounge. I think that, I mean, you know, if you want a drink out of a pineapple, that's where you go. If you're looking for a great snack, of course, then you go to the Pineapple Lanai, which of course has Dole Whip and lots of different kinds of Dole Whip too. So not just, you know, the pineapple, but they have lots of choices and they usually have like a specialty one too for like, you know, a special themed, Dole Whip. Of course, one of our favorites is the Kona Cafe, which is still phenomenal. I recently ate there and had a wonderful lobster and lobster and shrimp, I think, mac and cheese. It was really good. It was actually on the it was on the appetizer menu, which, you know, I was like, okay. And it was a huge portion on the appetizer menu. So I was very impressed with it. Now, of course, it's not like a lot of, you know, meat in it, but it's still, I mean, you know, I didn't have a problem with it, especially, you know, with it being an appetizer size, which it wasn't. And then I got the pot stickers, which are also excellent. You know, they have a lot of Asian inspired dishes. So they have like a ramen bowl. They have, of course, sushi as well, which, you know, everybody in my family loses their mind over except me. So, you know, that's why we go there a lot of times, is because they have so many great types of sushi. And then you have my favorite, I think, besides Everything Pop, this is a close second as my favorite counter service restaurants in Walt Disney World for the resorts, and it's Captain Cook's. I'm going there for their nachos. They are the best nachos ever. I mean, really, seriously, they're so, so good. They're different kinds of chips, so it's kind of like a wonton chip and like a kettle homemade potato chip.
Yeah, they're almost like Charles chips back in the day that my grandma had. They're like Lay's chips or something.
Yeah, modified. They're so good. It's got pulled pork on top, and then it's got a cheese sauce and pineapple, which I know doesn't sound really good, but trust me, it works really well on this. And this is just the best nachos. I seriously, again, this is another time where I will literally go to this resort just so I can go to Captain Cook's and get these. So, hands down, Captain Cook's is, like I said, I think it is, it's not my favorite counter service at a resort. It's second. So, yeah.
Good.
So good.
All right. Yeah. So you nailed the Polynesian. Let's move over to the Riviera Resort. Here's your options right now over at the Riv. You got Bar Riva. Riva.
Riva.
Make sure I say it right. Yeah, this is Riva. Not going to be pretty. I'm looking at the names. Le Petit Café, Primo Piatto, and Topolino's Terrace, the flavor of the Riviera. Please note, characters will fly by at high speeds, so have That's your true. Camera ready. I'm just kidding. All right, Pam, talk to us about dining options over at the Riv.
Again, all really solid options. The little cafe is really just a little cafe with coffee and a few little desserts from which to choose, but they're all good. They're yummy. Primo Piatto is actually a great quick service location. They have a grab and go section. They also make these really yummy sugar cookies that are in the head of a Mickey head. And they have like an icing on it that has the character sort of painted on it. They're really cute, great things, but they have some good stuff there. And of course, Topolino's is so yummy. It really is. Mm-hmm. It is the place to see the characters right now. So of course it's really busy, but again, it's a great place to dine and has fantastic views as you step out into that outdoor area.
And then our last resort that we haven't talked about, which not a lot of dining here, but you got Saratoga Springs. Really, Saratoga Springs has the most dining available because you have a quick walk over a bridge to Disney Springs, which we're not going to talk about today, but you have Artist Palette, you have On the Rocks Pool Bar and the Paddock Grill. I've had the Paddock Grill a couple times, one time before we went golfing for breakfast, and it was solid. I mean, actually it was a nice little food court, quick service kind of place. I really enjoyed the options. There's a lot of stuff I would eat in there. What about you, Pam, when you stay at Saratoga dining under normal circumstances or even right now, what do you think?
Yeah, so the Artist Palette is that one that's located in the main building, and they do have a lot of good things from which to choose. And the other options, you know, are there too when you're by the pool or something like that. They're going to have a limited menu, but still lots of good things to choose from. So, I think wherever you are at Saratoga, grab the one that's closest to you and order something to eat there.
That's it. Or just walk over to Disney Springs, and you got
the
world at your hands.
Yeah, you have Earl and Wolfgang.
Oh, so many more better choices.
More better? Wow.
Yeah. I was going to say more and better, and then I forgot the word and in there. So it's just like, yep, more better.
It happens. Fine. We've been podcasting for a while.
Yep.
It happens.
Yeah, fine. Yeah.
All right, well, that is going to do it for our best picks of everything that is open right now at the Walt Disney World Resorts. So if you're headed down soon, maybe it'll just get you thinking about where you might want to dine outside of the theme parks. Of course, you have Disney Springs. We'll probably talk about that. Next Friday, though, we are going to break down each month of the year and give positives and negatives if you want to travel to Walt Disney World during that month of the year. So, a little future planning for next Friday, just to get your brain. It's called a little pre-activation. Get you ready for next Friday's show. So we appreciate you listening to today's show. Don't forget you can check us out on the social media, Instagram and Twitter at BRGuestMike and at BRGuestPod. Please do search for the BRGuest Podcast on Facebook and YouTube and subscribe. And that way you'll get an alert every time we go live. And we record these live each and every time on video. So you can join us and get in on the chat and see all the raw video, which is all the in-between shows and all the fun stuff. So we'd like to have you over here. Of course, Monday is around 5:45 Eastern. We typically go live. And of course, Sunday night, this Sunday night again, we'll have another live call-in show. So join us at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central on YouTube or Facebook and give us a call. We'll talk Disney with you here in just a couple of short days. Don't forget, today's show is brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. When you're headed down to your next Disney destination, whether it's soon, maybe you want to go down for Thanksgiving, Christmas, just a nice fall or winter escape. We can do that right now. Also, 2021, a great time to plan that next trip. Just drop by themagicforless.com. Check out all the great trip planning tools right there on the site. And while you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote form, and an agent will get back to you right away. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, don't forget, Prime Days are coming very soon. So if you do some shopping on Amazon, free way to support the show, just click through brguestpodcast.com/Amazon first. Shop till your heart's content, or at least until the credit card is smoking, and you'll support the show and you'll get lots of boxes at your house in 2 days. So please do that. Also, if you'd like a little extra content in your week, become a patron of the show. And a huge shout out to all of our patrons. Thank you so much for supporting the show. It means so much. You are letting us do all this podcasting. We appreciate it very much. If you would like to become a patron, check out all the great stuff you will get, including Mike in the Midwest, over at patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. All right, time to get out of here. Until we all get back together again on Sunday night for your live calls, we have Ricky, we have Pam, and I'm Mike. Wishing you a great weekend. Whatever you do, stay safe. Beat LSU, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.